Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies. Welcome to episode 177. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How you doing, man?
Doing good.
I call you man tonight, not brother.
Man. No, I'm doing good.
Nate, man. Well, good. You're not lying to me tonight?
I always lie.
Dang it. Don't lie to me. You said you'd never lie to me.
Sometimes.
So it's a good night. Well, it's not Wednesday.
No.
We moved it only slightly.
Somebody who showed up late tonight.
Are you saying we have a guest in the studio?
Maybe.
Guest co-host? Is it Pete Peterson again? That Yankee son of a gun?
Nope, I think it's your boy.
Woo! Which one? William? Hi, William. I got to give you a hard time. All right, fine. It's Harrison.
What's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much, just football.
And baseball tonight, right?
Baseball tonight.
Nice.
New truck.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How is the truck?
Great, amazing. Love it. Yeah.
I thought you hated to drive it. Yeah, the Beast, right? Yeah. It's got many names, right? So you're loving it. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
Very much.
Yeah, Jen and I went, what was it, last week? And we had looked at the Ford dealer before and really couldn't find much. And she's like, let's go again. And there was a brand new, it wasn't a new truck, but it was a new truck to the, you know, and the
new arrival.
A new arrival. Just arrived is exactly what it said. And Jenna's like, we can't look at that. That thing's going to be like $20,000, $30,000. And I was like, well, let's just ask, you know. Mm-hmm. And the guy came out and he's like, you're never going to believe it. This is reasonably priced, you know. And so we took her for a test drive and we spent a good part of Saturday afternoon and we ended up getting it. And Harrison got to test drive it. And so it was love at first sight, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody can even believe that was only $10,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I told you reasonably priced, right? So it's a 2012 Ford F-150 black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sparkly black. So
a lot of aftermarket options.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it is fun. It's a fun truck. But the we noticed already, I told Harrison, I was like, think about gas conservation because it's going to be a whole different ball game. Fill that thing up.
Yeah, trucks are not the same as a car.
No.
No.
Well, that's what's funny.
They're made for pulling, not fuel.
That's right. Well, I told Harrison goes to high school. He goes to practice, and he goes to see his girlfriend, and he goes to work. Yep. So luckily, none of those are too far. But so why did we move the podcast night tonight?
Brooklyn's birthday. It was yesterday. Yeah.
That's right. So that's your first. I was going to say shout-outs, but we can do shout-outs early. That's fine with me.
Shout-out Brooklyn.
That's right.
16th birthday.
That's right. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
She also got a car, Chevy Equinox.
Nice. Very good.
Dang, lucky kids.
You guys. That's right. I had an 83 Celebrity.
I had a 1991 Ford Aerostar, completely rusted out. It was my grandma's flower shop delivery van.
There you go.
So, she sold the,
right there.
She sold the flower shop and they held on to the van, but then they weren't using it anymore. So my dad bought it from them.
So you got it
for
rusting all right
for a hard $1,000 or whatever it was. No AC, gas gauge didn't work, ran out of fuel three times.
Oh my gosh. That's
ran into a light pole, ran into a tree. Yeah, I did all sorts of stuff.
Man,
with that truck.
See, my first car had no air conditioning. It had AM radio, and it had like the in the back seat was just the strap on, you know, like lap seat belts, and everything else was a luxury, right? But it was like a big box, and we just called it the tank. Rear wheel drive. It was ridiculous.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I think the Aerostar was built on, I believe, the Ranger platform.
Oh yeah.
So it was rear wheel drive.
Isn't that funny though? Yeah, I mean, we just it was absolutely. Oh, mine was terrible in the winter. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Yeah, mine too.
I slid off the road a couple times. So this is we're middle aged. We talk about the weather. We talk about aches and pains. Harrison does have aches and pains since he's 16 and an athlete, right? You have all kind of knee pain, especially, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
So you can be somewhat middle aged, right?
Just a little bit.
And now we talk about, of course, cars. So Todd would be proud of us. By the way, I did tell Todd. So shout out to Todd. We miss you, of course. And
waiting patiently.
He would want me to tell the creepies, and this is a good time to say hello. And he wishes everybody well. So
he's doing good.
That's right. Absolutely. And he said we're doing a good job. Are you sure? I don't think he's listening to these episodes.
No,
he has to be like completely like, yeah, it's good enough. Good enough for government work, right? So anyway, well, thank you guys for being here, Harrison. We really appreciated it. We were talking about how a lot of times this is easier with three. So here we go. We figure this is a good time to have some guest co-host, right?
Thank you for bringing me on.
My gosh, no problem. And this is what is the most important rule tonight?
Have fun.
Have fun, right? Oh, wait a minute, that's not right. No fun, I said. Oh. So this is a good time to read our new sponsorship. So here we go. Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm. There you go, creepies. And what do we say, Nate?
Go get you some.
Oh, I thought we said it's probably our fault.
Well,
it's probably us.
It's probably me.
It's probably just us. Yes, go get you some. That's absolutely.
And
what
I did.
Saying. You did tonight. Yep. That's awesome.
Before we started recording.
Congratulations.
We're waiting on a certain someone sitting here.
You're gonna keep saying that all night longer.
Yeah. So I.
Sorry about that.
Hey, my time's valuable.
That's right. Lots of zeros. And we said we're going to detect zeros, right?
So, I sat down. I was like, all right, I got time. I'm getting on the website. I'm going to order some. And I keep saying I'm going to. And I did.
Todd and certain somebody out there would really appreciate it. So I think that's awesome. Harrison, you need to grow a beard to be able to use this beard balm, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess you can get it and just rub it on your face.
Just hope for a beard, right?
Maybe they have some growing cream.
That's right. Oh, that's what you need, man. All right. So, Nate, you have the first part of the announcement.
Sure. What we have going here is a lot of fun, and we enjoy coming and having guy time. But mental health is our main priority.
That's right.
And that's what this podcast helps with us, is mental health. But we'd be doing an injustice if we wouldn't give out these important numbers. So call or text 988 or text HOME, HOME, to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing.
Nice. Thank you. So
you're welcome.
That's go get you some help, right?
go get you some help.
That's right. And I appreciate that, Nate, very much. That's, you know, that's why we put it now. We used to put a lot of the stuff at the end of the episodes, and I'm glad we put that. Is important because that's what we want to center everything around. So,
yep.
Amen. All right. So this is, you did shout outs. So shout out Brooklyn, right? You shout out. Did you think of any other shout outs that you want to send out while you're sitting in that hot seat?
Shout out, Chris for letting me borrow his other truck.
Nice. And who's Chris?
Brooklyn's dad.
That's right.
Yep.
And oh, you should shout out her aunt, right?
Oh yeah, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Told her about the podcast. She didn't believe me.
Nice.
She said that
she called you liar, liar, pants on fire.
She did. She said that she'll give you a follow and she's interested. So
nice.
Shout out to her.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, I know she probably doesn't know this yet, but we're a pretty big deal. So. That's what we always, in our own minds, that's about it. who would have thought some, you know, knuckleheads from Plainfield being listened to all around the world, right?
Oh, yeah.
Both listeners. Like, there's one from one side of the world, and there's one from the other side.
All two of them.
It's, now she's one of them, right? Yep. Well, thank you. We appreciate you guys out there listening. Nate, do you got any shout-outs?
I just want to shout out to my wife and my boys. Mm-hmm. We just got back last week on a little vacation down to Lake Cumberland.
Mm-hmm.
Go boating and hang out down there, and we had a fantastic time.
I think that if you have any stalkers out there, and I shouldn't mention this, but if you have a stalker out there, they're going to be able to track you down at Lake Cumberland at some point, right?
It's a big lake.
That's what I was just going to say. The only caveat is it's a really big lake.
Really big
it
lake.
Takes days to get across.
We're down by Jamestown.
It's like, where's Waldo, right? Yeah, right. They're still not going to find
you'll
you.
Never find me.
It's like, needle in a haystack. It's a date. It's like Bigfoot. Like, is that a date sign? Nate sign? Sasquatch. That's funny. Shout outs.
Do you have any shout outs?
Oh, you're going to ask me? Oh, yes. Did you ever ask me how I'm doing? Because
how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing really well having two of my boys here, my brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Brothers. I want to shout out to Harrison for being here. I really appreciate that. It means
even
the
though
world
he is
me.
Late.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, you were kind of late, weren't you? Yeah. 8 o'clock sharp, I said.
No. Doing my other job.
That's right. Yes. Doing the baseball
coaching.
I like that very much so. And I know your coaches appreciate
that
as well. I had to
try out a new catcher. Got to get the team a new catcher.
That's right. So yeah, things are starting, right?
I see a guy.
Yeah. I had to see a guy.
See a guy.
See a guy about catching. About a guy. That's right. No, I'm proud of you for that as well. So man, you're having quite a big week, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and pretty soon we're going to be starting school. So watch out for that. But yeah, I just, like I said, I really appreciate it. And, you know, we're having fun. And that that's awesome. So,
I'll come on anytime.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
I want to also shout out to the Creepies because I just really appreciate everybody out there giving us their ear. I know that always sounds a little weird when I say it that way, but we really do appreciate it. And,
hanging in there with us.
Todd and Nate and I, and now Harrison, all appreciate you listening. So, unless they've all tuned out by now, who knows? I mean, it's possible.
Maybe.
Well, I have some special announcements to go over. So the first thing is we have a Mako meet and greet scheduled for Saturday, August 10th. That's right around the corner at Scarlet Lane Brewery in McCordsville, Indiana. We will be there starting at 4 until whenever, basically we decide whenever they kick us out, right?
Yes.
And I'm so excited. I know that it's something we've mentioned over and over again, but they have these. Do you know who Samateri is, Harrison? If you don't, I have not raised you correctly, but his original lair is there and his little dungeon, and it is awesome. So I need to fill you in on that. I feel like I failed as a father.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you need to come with us that night, right?
Yeah.
Meet us there. We would love to see you. The second thing is the Creeped Out and Haunted live show coming up very soon as well in 2024. We'll be at Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. It will be on Saturday, September 21st, and starting at 6 p.m. Arrival time is at 5:15. Our special guest speaker is paranormal investigator, author, he's our brother, our friend, Austin Lawrence. Tickets are only $10, and they can be pre-purchased or when you arrive the day of the show. The options are PayPal at TW Hedges 312. So that's TW is William Hedges, Hedges. Venmo is at Todd-Hedges-3. Cash App is $TodWilliam12, so 1-2. And Cash Works as well, of course. Good old-fashioned hard, cold. Why do I have a hard time saying that? Hard, cold cash.
There you go.
Cold, hard cash? I think that's what I'm trying to say. So we hope to see you there for a night of creepy fun.
Yep.
Right? So we'll be keeping it creepy.
I might be there. I haven't made
you are going to be there. With bells on, right? Wait, that's Christmas. That's reindeer talk.
You know it.
Okay. So, Nate, you have, what are we going to talk about tonight?
The topic that we are going to dive into tonight is Hatcher Pass in Alaska. And this is Sean's pick.
Yes.
And if interested, please check out our source links that we used for this topic.
Absolutely. Do you know how I came up with this choice? Does anybody know?
We do not.
You do not?
I don't. Sitting on a toilet, pondering.
Okay, you've been following me way too closely. It's way too close. I'm so creeped out now, I can't even continue. We talked about in the past the triangle, the Alaskan Triangle. We talked about the Ursidrat, which the funny thing is Harrison and Brooklyn. I remember distinctly it was raining, thunderstorms that night, and you guys were in the back seat when I was taking her home.
Really creepy, yeah.
And I was like, you guys had told me about it, though. You'd seen it on TikTok, remember? And you guys looked at it, and you're like, that's so weird, you know? So we did a mini on that. And then, obviously, with all the Bigfoot sightings and everything, it was on a lot of those. This Hatcher Pass came up. And there's also, we'll talk about it a little bit more, but there's also a really cool old gold mining town there that is haunted. And it's like an old ghost town. So it's just a really creepy place, but it's also very beautiful. So a lot of people go there. And I saw in some of these videos when you're watching, they're like, man, I went there and it's just beautiful. But there's just like creepy factor. And then they'll find out like, oh, this place is like super haunted. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, almost everyone, even the ones that weren't even like, because I watched some of them were just about like, hey, take a trail, you know, a trip down Hatcher Pass. And they'll say, you feel like you're being watched.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, I, you know, there are some places out in nature, you know, hikes and things, you can kind of feel that way, but not really. But so it's got to be super creepy when you're out in the middle of these beautiful places. Well, and like,
and I know
the hills have eyes kind of thing.
Yeah. You know? And it's all part of the Alaskan Triangle too.
Yeah. It's within that realm there. So we had talked about, so there's not too much of a background. It's located in, okay, I did this to myself. Talkeetna Mountains. Hatcher Pass is a mountain pass with an elevation of 3,886 feet. That's 1,184 meters for anybody keeping score. It's situated in the Manta Nuska Susitna Borough. This is all made up. Borough, approximately 12 miles south of Palmer and 26 miles west of Willow. I don't know my Alaska well enough to know what that means, except for that it's somewhere in the Alaskan Triangle, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're not going to yawn on me tonight. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you are. It's allowed.
My brain's working.
That's all right. Well, that's all oxygen. I need. That's all I need it for, right?
So, yeah. Independence Mine is the gold mine in that area, dating back to 1890s. And then it's near Palmer, Alaska. It was actually open all the way up until 1950.
Isn't that crazy?
When it shut its doors for good after half a century of operation. The location was a bit remote back in those days, and they invented newer technology, and the demand changed. And the mine was no longer needed.
That's what happened to a lot of those, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they obviously, when they're no good to them, they just abandon them, right?
Yeah. Or, you know, you dig out the vein and it runs out.
Yep, so there's no more.
Got to leave it.
Do you want to know what it was named? How it was named?
Let's do it.
Hatcher Pass is named after Robert Hatcher, a prospector and miner. The pass offers stunning alpine scenery, which we've been talking about already, with numerous trails for hiking, climbing, and skiing. The area is rich in gold prospecting history, with Independence Mine State Historical Park located within the Hatcher Pass management area. It's funny because there's obviously hiking, climbing, skiing, snowboarding, all these kind of things. It is. It's absolutely beautiful along there. Mm-hmm. You can still do gold panning because they said there's still some gold that you can find in the streams and rivers. There's also, and this is your favorite, berry picking. So you can find berry picking there.
Yeah.
Horseback riding, which I think in some of it would be get kind of crazy. And like I said, snowmobiling and snowshoeing. So during the winter, and there's winter, you know, a lot of snow and stuff. So
if you're just skiing, they just like, you just think people are staring at you or?
Probably. Yeah. Like it's, well, like I said, it is the weird, it's God's country, right?
Yeah.
I've never been to Alaska. You've never been to Alaska.
No, I've never been there.
But you've seen enough of it to know that it's
pretty massive.
It's massive up there, yes.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what's funny is it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, we think about like how much, I mean, it's gargantuan. But it's also beautiful, like I said, and it's got a lot of different landscapes up there. And I've heard so many people that go up there on vacation say, I want to live there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, it's, they say it's fun to do cruises and stuff out outside of it. We talked about it when we were talking about the Alaskan Triangle that, you know, with all the, there's a fair amount of people that go missing in Alaska. And that's what we were talking about with the triangle. It is something that I think we had decided if we go to these areas, we may just want to stay on a cruise ship mm-hmm. and just see it from afar. Cause I don't want to go missing.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of woods to get lost in, I guess.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of wilderness up there.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Me and Rachel have been talking for her 20th anniversary next year.
Oh, that is coming up, yeah. Because you guys are a year ahead of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Doing an Alaskan cruise.
Mm-hmm. Just you two?
No, we're going to take the boys too.
Take your best friends generally. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, and the boys. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, you guys can go too.
We
want to.
Oh, I'd love to.
So,
yeah, we'll wreck your party.
Yeah, because we really have wanted to see Alaska, but it's really far up there. So
yeah,
interested. I want to see a glacier, and we want to go whale spotting.
Oh yeah,
or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, why not on your 20th?
I think that would be a lot of fun. Just do not, and I repeat, do not get lost.
No.
This show doesn't work with
us. I know which way is north.
That's right. Well, you bet. That's the thing is anytime you're out, and no matter where you're at in the wilderness, you have to know what you're doing because you can die in so many different ways out in the wilderness. And that's the thing is that just normal creatures and animals and stuff, they can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But we've talked about, Harrison, you remember, like I said, the Ursan rat. Do you remember how awful that is? I mean, they're these weird looking little creepy things. Who knows what they really look like, but people say they're just... They're spirits, right?
I mean, I think Nate could take like 10.
You think he could?
I think he'd be good.
Nate versus 10 Ursan rat?
Yeah.
But they basically lure you further into nature, like where they confuse you and they get you all kind of disoriented until they basically, you know, like almost in like a spirited way, tie you up and leave you for dead. Whether that's to be eaten by wolves or
Sounds pleasant.
Yeah, isn't that nice? To be ripped to shreds.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, no. So, and their whole thing is to be courteous and kind to nature and to be respectful. And if you're not, they're going to basically make sure that you meet your demise.
Sort of like the Alaskan gnome.
Right? It's weird. Yeah, it's just they're not a guys or girls or whatever the heck they are that you'd want to meet. No. So they are known to be in this area, so just be very extra careful.
Everybody be gentle with me.
Ooh.
I am refusing to get online and actually look at the true stat, but looking at a map for size comparison, I would say probably 3 times the size of Texas.
I was going to say, that's what people, because Texas is huge, too.
Yeah.
It's its own world, and I've never been there either, by the way. But it is. It's when people compare those two, they're shocked how much bigger Alaska is. So it is. It's a huge landmass. And the other thing that's interesting about it is how close it is to Russia. Like, we don't realize how that just slight little land bridge or, you know, divide. The Bering Strait is there, and it is like, oh. There's Russia. You know, like, I could see Russia from here, for real.
I'm pretty sure, I think, like, you can, if you're up in that area, you can get CB communication with Russia right there.
Yeah, I think that's...
Like, short range.
Yeah, I'm not going to Google that either. I'm going to go off of... That sounds correct.
I said, I think.
I think, exactly, yeah.
I didn't do any research.
Hold us.
Hey, everything I know about Alaska is from the Crab Show.
The Crab Show?
Deadliest Catch.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yeah, that's also something to be wary of, right? It is. So this is funny. The Hatcher Pass in itself This is called the East Management Area. It was established in 2022. It encompasses 300,000 acres of mountainous terrain, including glaciers, just for you, Nate, summits and valleys. The area offers a range of recreational activities and accessible from Anchorage, Palmer, and Wasilla. So, Wasilla. Didn't even know that was a place. I do now, though.
Wasilla with you.
Dang it, that was your rap, man. You had that all you had that all wrapped up, right?
Mm-hmm. So getting back here, snow made operations at the mine very treacherous. In 1894, a large amount of snow fell, even for Alaskan standards, leading to an avalanche that killed more than 60 workers at the Independence Mine. In addition to weather-related deaths, the work of a miner itself was dangerous, and they had horrible conditions back in the day. And many were killed in day-to-day operations. Yeah, they'd succumb to cave-ins, loss of oxygen. I can't remember what gas releases in mines, but they always had like a canary in a cage with them, and the canary died. They knew to get out of
there. Get the heck out of there, right? Yep.
So
let the canary bite the dust over everybody else, right?
So yeah, being a miner was very, very, very dangerous. It's still dangerous today.
That's right.
But back then, I mean, there's no OSHA or
right. Nothing. Yeah, they just throw you down there and make you work for all hours of the day, night, mm-hmm. who knows what. Yeah, and awful working conditions. You see those like pictures of people going down in the elevators and everything, just squished all the way. Oh, squished,
and then they come back out, and they're just covered in, in a coal mine, they'd be just covered in soot.
Well, and so gold mines are not, they're not dirt and dust and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
They're not all that clean either.
No, and that's the thing is all that crap that you see on their skin is going to be in their lungs, because you know they're just down there breathing all that. So, no thank you. Harrison, you got anything good over there?
I saw a bunch of those miners, like the miners, like down there, they just go missing.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of them, they just, I don't even know how.
Well, and that's what they say is you can still, there's a lot of missing people all around that area too, above ground, below ground, whatever, you know. But they said that you can also still smell the smoke and let that Independence, now it's a ghost town, but the gold mine, you can still smell the cigars of the miners because they, like everybody smoked there. And they said you can still smell that. Nobody's actually smoking. They said you can also hear there's a dinner bell still there that's positioned. And they said you can still hear that every once in a while going off. And there's no dinner there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they say it's the mine itself is very active with activity.
Mm-hmm. You hear sounds down there, screams, all kind of wails.
Reports of apparitions.
Shadow figures.
Orbs, disembodied voices, feelings of being touched.
That was just me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. most haunted locations, these are the norm of spiritual interactions.
Are you saying that we've talked about this stuff before?
No, I'm not claiming
that. Never, no way. You're not going to Google that one.
Going back to the Alaskan Triangle, since 2000, there's been 2,000 planes have crashed or completely disappeared in that triangle.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, we talked about that. And it is, like I said, that's how I heard about this place, is that there are so many people that go missing. And, I mean, obviously there's a lot. There's so
bears.
Many. There's bear, of course. Well, right. That's why I said normal wildlife are going to take people out just in general. But there are a lot of people that make a ton of videos. And they're, like I said, a lot of them are very nature, you know, and people even, but they go here and think, ooh, this place is a little bit weird and creepy and very isolated. I mean, you were really isolated in this, especially in that gold mine town.
Oh, yeah.
The funny thing about that gold mine is that, like I said, they said that they have this, those buildings, some of them are actually in good condition. Others, they showed this one like where there was a door that fell out and it's just like crumbled on the ground. So, you know, there's chairs that are busted, and but some things are left like it was, and they try to, like, you know, kind of keep it up, and all the signs there. And so it's actually really, you know, for what it is and as isolated as it is pretty well kept, you know, and it's kind of like a museum of sorts. Who knows? Like I said, this is a, you know, we don't just go by what you see, the pictures and all the video, but it is interesting to kind of see. I would like to see it for myself. I think it would be really interesting to go and see these locations.
Yeah, the pictures are beautiful, but then also seeing the buildings of Independence Mine area. I mean, they look like ghost town. I mean, they'd be cool to go see and explore.
There's because some, like I said, it runs a little bit like a museum almost, and there's different, you know, shows some of the historical progression of the area of that Independence Mine. And it says from boomtown to ghost town. And I thought that was kind of a cool way to, and it is, it's true. It's gone from this, you know, thriving town, all these people, all this activity, everybody's looking to get ahead and, you know, further themselves and progress. And then all of a sudden it's like, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, there's just, once the veins are gone with the gold and it's pretty much picked dry and clean, it's see you later. Yeah. Well, on to the next episode.
Well, it's saying here that over the years, harsh winters have led to heavy deterioration of the mining structures, such as the powerhouse, mill complex, and tram. But the mess hall and the bunkhouse, as well as other original buildings, were well preserved. Machinery displayed on the site include an original diesel engine and General Electric AC generator. So, yeah, there's quite a bit still there to look at and investigate.
Yeah, like I said, the pictures of it are pretty cool, and you know, obviously it's very historic, but like I said, there's just that it's a good mix of history and historical, you know, preservation of it, and that creepy factor when you're looking at it. It's pretty cool.
Ooh.
Their best reasoning why people go missing is that they get drunk and wander off.
They fall off your
and then they die from, like, the harsh environment.
You just took away all the fun, actually. I'm sorry. We had already figured this out, that the Alaskan Triangle was a dimensional portal, and it's aliens, and it's Bigfoot,
and UFOs,
and Earth and rats.
Taking them.
Yes. And but so then you go and ruin it with some logic. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much.
This says,
you might be right.
This says the gold mining operation there at Independence Mine at the time, was the second largest in Alaska.
Oh wow, that's, so that's
a big operation,
big deal. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there was there's all kind of you know, Alaska was very well known for the, as part of the gold rush. I know California, mm-hmm. Oregon, and all the, you know, Pacific Northwest, and up and up through there, you know, in Canada, and it's just so much richness there. And we saw that on What Called a Wild, you know, where they were talking about, you know, all the bobsled teams that went up and down, and, you know, trying to make sure there was communication and mail and all these kind of things so that people could continue to, you know, make progress and you know, strike it rich and all that kind of stuff. So, and it did, in that process, it also furthered society deeper and deeper, you know, into nature. But there's still, like, that's, Alaska is really hard to tame everything. I mean, there's definitely civilization there, but there is still a lot of unknowns and all that kind of stuff. That's one of the things that I saw the most, and I enjoyed watching one of these is called the Sasquatch Killing Fields of Hatcher Pass. And it's interesting how many, like, Sasquatch/Bigfoot sightings, not just sightings, but stories about them just ripping people to shreds, or, you know, taking them off and into nature and never being seen again. So that people have these accounts of all these, and it's not just one, but it's like families of them and all this, you know, it's just gets so spooky and so eerie. I can't even imagine, you know, we talked about Bigfoot before and some of those, you know, what it is and what, you know, is it some undiscovered, you know, species, is it interdimensional traveling, this and that, you know, who knows, and whether it's really real or not.
Chewbacca.
It is definitely Chewbacca. We all decided, I think even Todd, you and I, we all, I mean, you're pretty high with your belief in Bigfoot, but I think we all, after discussing it through all these episodes, I think we've ticked up our belief in it just at least a little bit. So what? I don't think I know, Harrison. What is your take on Bigfoot? 50%, 100%, 1,000%.
I don't know how to feel
not
about
buying it.
I mean, could just be a crazy guy in an outfit or
bunch of malarkey.
Could be a monster. I don't know. I feel like if they would have caught him by now, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that sneaky.
Not if he's a time traveling interdimensional
right in your creature.
I didn't think about that. Never
going to catch that. So you're I'm not even going to put numbers in your mouth, but 50-50? 20-80? 20% believe?
I mean.
You're like 0.05.
Maybe like a 30-70.
Okay. Yeah.
I like watching videos on it.
I can't remember where Todd was at, but that might be about where Todd was probably at. I think I was somewhere around 50-50. And then but I don't know if you've heard, you probably should listen to the Bigfoot on, Zach talked about his stories of him and Amy out in the wilderness. He has some pretty unbelievable, Bigfoot stories. And, you know, Zach was all, you know, he's an old friend of mine and he's somebody that, you know, he can spin a yarn pretty well, but I know what these stories he would tell is like, he's not kidding. Like these are things that really happen and he can't explain. So when you hear actual first account, you know, stories, it's like, how can you say like, oh yeah, they're just telling, you know, they're just making stuff up. But it's like when you really have stuff that it's like, that was not a bear or, you know, no other creature could do some of the things that they've seen. You know, it's just, it makes you wonder what the heck it is, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to experience it to like,
I know. And I haven't either. So, but like I said, I've only heard, you know, and I've been out in wilderness. I've been, you know, pretty deep in wilderness. I've been high up. I've seen glaciers and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I've been out in God's country, but I've, you know, thank God I've been pretty darn close to bears, you know, that could slash me in two, but I've not ever had to come face to face with death, you know, out in nature, but yeah. It's always around the next corner and you just never know. So you got to keep your wits about you. But I cannot imagine being like, can you imagine being drug off by some kind of a creature, like a huge, like Bigfoot or Sasquatch?
I'd bite them.
One of these Ursan rats or a shadow creature or God knows what, you know, or some unknown species that's out there. Or aliens, right?
Do we think Nate has a chance against Bigfoot, maybe?
I'd bite him.
You bite him in the ankle?
Mm-hmm. Gnaw his ankles
Heck
off.
Heck yeah.
How big's Bigfoot? See.
Well, it depends on whose story that you're listening to.
Like, does Shaq have a chance against him? Or?
No, probably not.
No.
He might be able to see eye to eye with him.
See it my way, right?
Mm-hmm. You know it. So, yeah. Have you found anything else on this?
My question is to everybody here: would we go?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
so definitely. Totally go.
Yeah. I've been to Ghost Town, Mine Towns, whatever, in like Colorado and stuff.
Yeah, you were told. So yeah, you were telling Todd and I that
they're
before.
Really neat.
So, you definitely go to the mining town, and you'd go to Hatcher Pass.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Okay. You'd have.
I've been in the woods before.
This is true. So you would have all your supplies and all, you know,
flashlights.
Of course, you'd have your flashlights. I think I would go. I would not. I have to admit, I would not go alone. This is not some place that I would be like, yeah, I'll just take my camera with me or my, you know, GoPro or whatever the heck it is.
You need to find someone to take that knows nothing about it. That way, you can always
creep them out.
Let them lead.
I got to make sure I'm faster than that person. Jenna. No, it's a horrible idea. Yeah, you do not want to. No offense against Jenna, but you do not want to be on a battlefield and you do not want to be out in nature because that is not her cup of tea. she's not a happy camper. She can camp for maybe a day or two. And then other than that, she goes back
to the camper.
She gets a little bit over it. Yes.
Hmm. Did you know Alaska is like one of the most, the state with like the most UFC sightings? Or UFO sighting.
I was going to say the fight.
UFC,
a lot of fights
awesome.
Up there.
UFO.
Joe Rogan's ever. He's there all the time. That's hilarious. I was like, no, tell me more.
Yeah, I've heard that statistic before. There's a lot of sightings up there.
It is. That's a mystery too. And you know, I on this podcast throughout the, you know, the years we've been doing this and even just in general in my life, I've always tried to find good explanations for things. But I admit that there are, again, coming across all the stories and people telling their, you know, firsthand accounts of, and even, you know, like you hear famous people talk about aliens and their alien encounters. Dan Aykroyd's one, he has some really good stories, and it's like, I don't know, you know, and they are, they're entertainers. So it's like, yeah, they could probably spin a pretty good yarn too, but, it just gives you, it gives you that idea of like, you know, common people, famous people, you know, intellectuals, you know, they, a lot of people have stories out there. So, yeah, I don't know, but yeah, we're definitely going. We find Bigfoot, we push Nate into him and let him bite his ankle, and we run. I'm pretty sure that Bigfoot's it's a lot like a bear. You just, you're gonna lay there and play dead, you know, because otherwise it just, he's probably gonna rip your arms off anyway and beat you to death. So that's my guesstimation on how that would go.
Yeah.
So we're going.
Found a post. This is Dan's Alaska blog. And this is Independence Mine Ghost Stories.
Is Dan a credible source? Because that's what we need to know first. Because if he is, I don't want to hear about
see.
It.
No. He grew up in the Florida Keys. Went to school at Florida State University.
Sounds credible.
Received a PhD in Russian history. So yeah, he's done some things.
Okay, so I'll take his word.
Let's see. He posted an entry about Haunted Independence Mine. Allegedly, the ghost of a former miner and caretaker, Phil Coleman. During the 1950s, as an elderly man, Phil Coleman had been painstakingly preserving the mill, performing maintenance and shoveling snow off of the structure's roofs. The caretaker's work was cut short when the Alaska Pacific Consolidated Mining Company auctioned off the equipment housed in the mill complex, the ball mill, generators, etc., without notifying Coleman. The mill structure was ripped apart in order to retrieve the machinery. Soon later, he died of a heart attack in what is now known as the Visitor Center. So, within the Visitor Center, where I have lived for the past 10 weeks, I have recently, I think this is a park ranger. Park ranger, Pat Murphy.
Some of those are the best stories.
I was in the living room of the Visitor Center one autumn night, and while looking out the window, he saw the reflection of a man walking in the room. When Pat turned around, no one was there. That's when he's saying he'd lived there the past 10 weeks. I've recently had some abnormal experiences. One morning around 5:45 a.m., I woke to the sound of knocking on the kitchen door. I got out of bed, expecting to find one of the other volunteers in the building. I found no one at the door. I looked out the upstairs kitchen window to see if anyone was knocking on the main door of the Visitor Center. No one was standing outside. I then walked to the other side of the building to see if anyone had knocked at the back door. Again, no one was waiting there. The question is, did I actually hear any knocking? I think I did. Something woke me up. Did I imagine it? And he continues, but it's quite a bit to read. Let's see if I can just scan through here, sort of get to the main apparition tidbits or whatnot.
The meat of it, huh?
The meat of it, yes. Experience took place in the mess hall, which has been the site of quite a bit of paranormal activity of its own. Past volunteers have noticed open doors in the building when they swore that they closed and locked them. Perhaps this was people who had broken into the building to explore. A few weeks back, one volunteer gave a tour. She believed she saw a man out of the corner of her eye. When she turned, the man was gone.
Mm-hmm.
The guest noticed her reaction and no doubt had a memorable tour. Their guide saw a ghost. Over a week ago, Matt Weaver and I decided to go into the basement of the mess hall. So far this summer, we had not ventured there. It's the location of a shooting range, a room used to store potatoes, and etc. Well, the door to the staircase had been nailed shut, thus we had never entered. Matt and I took a hammer to undo the nails. Downstairs in the basement, we noticed a plastic lantern. Now the mess hall no longer has electricity. And during our tours, we use plastic battery-powered lanterns to light the way. Matt bought these lanterns at the beginning of the summer. It was one of these lanterns that we found in the basement.
That's creepy.
How did it get there? We did not have, we did have some break-ins around that time. Did one of the people who had kicked in the outside door remove the nails to the door to the basement staircase? Did that person take a lantern downstairs and leave it there to then nail the door shut when he left? I don't claim that to be possible, in my opinion. One last part of the story. When Matt and I were in the basement, we heard footsteps on the floor above us. Mm-hmm. When we went upstairs, we did not find anyone there. Logically, that could have been the footsteps of intruders. So is it a ghost or is it?
It's nice that they're break-ins? They're trying to find good answers for it, but it's still creepy. You know what I mean? It's very, to me, this place does feel like some kind of a Scooby-Doo episode.
I want
to
go.
I do too. I really do. I do. It's a little bit of a hike, a flight, whatever, but a boat ride.
A jaunt.
A jaunt. but yeah, it's if you dig deep enough, you're going to find a lot of spooky and scary Alaskan stuff out there. I mean, it really is.
Did you know the road is the Hatcher Pass Road? It's 49 miles long.
Yeah, I did see that. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. We're getting some. That's a long, long way.
It's a creepy road.
So it's a creepy long road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just go to the Hatcher Pass. Yeah, like, it's going to take you a minute. But, you know, you could think, like, this isn't, I've never heard of this place before. I mean, you know, obviously we know, most people know Alaska. And most people know a few of the main areas of Alaska, some of the main cities. Other than that, I'm pretty sure. Juneau.
That's what I know.
That I know. Juneau, yeah. But other than that, it's not like tons, you know, the Northern Lights. But there's not, you know, like Hatcher Pass is not something well known. But it is something when you, like very I said, creepy. When you, it's creepy. And when you look into the creepier aspects of Alaska, you, it comes up again and again. That's why I'm like, man, we got to cover this. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact when I saw the, this, you know, old ghost town, I was like, ooh, we got to look at that. I love a good ghost town anyway, but one that, you know, has so many good stories and so much good history. It's a lot of fun to cover.
I like, apparitions and shadow people in the mines.
I'm looking, you know what we didn't find, and I bet it's there, is a good woman in white story. Somebody, you know, some woman killing themselves over, you know, their long lost love died or ran off with somebody else or, you know, made a fortune in gold and ran off, you know. Like, so I guarantee you that story is somewhere out there. But
I guarantee it.
I didn't dig deep enough to find it, but we always have those. And Indian burial grounds, I'm sure. No, I don't know if there's up there.
Indigenous people.
Indigenous people, yeah. Eskimos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have anything else at all?
No, I haven't found anything else. Okay. That's all the main tidbits that I could find.
You're saying we,
same for me.
Are we clean this? We clean the vein on this? Is that what? It's not a wrap yet, though, right?
No.
I'm not trying to take that from you.
No.
Well, that was good. I think that was a really good discussion. It was a lot of fun. And we are all going there then, right, together with our flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
Todd's coming too. Yep. He's like, he's going to vote, right? He'll have to vote. Okay. So moving on, what do we do next?
This is for you. Script. Middle-aged moment or middle-aged dark side?
Do you guys want to take a guess what it's going to be?
Moment. I'm always wrong.
Moment.
You think moment?
Yeah.
What do you think, Nate?
Mines are dark. Let's go dark side.
Ooh, dark side. Mm-hmm. I think because I might have given this away to Harrison because I told him I had a really good middle-aged moment.
I'm always wrong.
It is a middle-aged moment, and I'm dedicating this to Harrison. This is one of Harrison's favorite artists. It is Zach Bryan. This is going to be a little bit one of his older songs, which now when we say older, it's like 3 years ago, you know, so it's not that bad. But Someday on My Mind. You know that one? You like that one?
I do like that one.
I like that one too. Love the lyrics, and I think everybody out there is going to really appreciate it. So Someday I'll make it there, I swear, to that place that haunts my dreams at night, singing heavenly highway hymns all the way up to that beautiful old countryside. Someday I'll find the words to explain all the good times that echo through my mind. Your grin in the mornings, a warm southern sun, or seeing double when those chemicals align. Just some kids who needed love using laughter as their drug, doing their best to toe that hard line. Someday I will lie under blue skies in a hayfield that holds me like home. I'll ask forgiveness with God as my witness for straying so far on my own. Today I will hold my head up high, knowing someday comes one day at a time. Today there's a sun setting soon as supper's warm. Today I got someday on my mind. Someday I'll call up my old friends and we'll catch up with too many beers. Pull an all-nighter sitting around a fire for the first time in so many years. Someday. Someday I will come to my senses, stop sitting on fences in fear, and I will release after all of this time that someday was always just right here. Today, I will hold my head up high, knowing that someday has been here the whole damn time. There's a sun setting. I ain't forgetting the blood that made my heart warm. Today, I found that I was searching for, or what I was searching for, excuse me. Someday, I will set you a postcard. Nope, I got that wrong. I will send you a postcard from the place that I'm smiling tonight. I sang heavenly highway hymns all the way up to this beautiful warm countryside. He's just awesome. Like, his voice is great. I got chills just saying those words, you know, and I know how this song sounds. If you haven't heard him,
sing it.
If you haven't heard this song, no, I'm not going to say, you sing it.
I dare you.
We try not to sing it because I normally tend to butcher things over here if I try to sing it. And people, like, normally that will cause people to shut us down. But go, if you haven't listened to him, I would like to say Matt Ryan, and I'm like, nope, that's the quarterback.
That's, yeah.
Zach Ryan.
Bryan.
There was a, what did I say, Ryan?
You said
Dang
Ryan.
It, Zach Bryan. See, I will never get his name correct. But Zach Bryan, so I introduced him to a guy today at work. He's a one of the patients, and he gets dropped off and he gets picked up. And he's always listening to country music out there. And I asked him if he'd heard about him before. And he said, I am so sorry, but while I've been trying to read this, my sister Heather is like mass texting me. I haven't heard from her. I don't know how long. And I swear to God, she sent me like 20 texts. And I'm like, okay, Heather, stop.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's why I'm more distracted than normal. But anyway, so I told him about this guy. He's like, yeah, I've never heard of him. And so he started listening to him, and he listened to him like the whole time we were sitting out there eating lunch. And then he went inside for his therapy session, and he's like, yeah, he just had me listen to a really great guy. And I said, you can thank my son. That's one of his favorite artists. So, I'm spreading the gospel of Matt Ryan. Just kidding. Not Matt Ryan. That's quarterback. So Zach Bryan. Yep. Someday I'll get it right. So anyway, that was for you, Harrison. I hope
you
enjoyed that.
Thank you.
No problem at all. So
I hated it.
Hated it. Okay, so I said 20. That it was 10 that she sent.
Oh,
still, yeah, I exaggerate a lot.
You exaggerator.
Exaggerate. So what's next on the docket here?
Next on the docket is the second announcements. I can take care of that.
Oh, I would love that.
Follow us on our social media accounts. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, Rumble. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's 2 A's and Mako. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating, because that's the only one it'll allow you to do. And leave a review if the app allows. We sell all kinds of merch, so go get you some. Just email us or get a hold of us in any fashion, as far as Facebook, Instagram, whatever, if you're interested in anything. And then please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials.
Those are fun, by the way. Mm-hmm. Check those out. Nate, thank you very much. You did an excellent job, as always, right?
I try.
I really think that you should take that job over, just so you know. All right, I'm going to turn it right back over to you.
I don't want to.
You don't want to? You don't want to wrap this up?
If you don't mind, I don't mind. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 177 and our discussion on Hatcher Pass in Alaska. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your host, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.
See ya.